This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has returned to power in Arunachal Pradesh, while the ruling Sikkim Krantikari Morcha, SKM, has secured another term in Sikkim. Counting of votes for assembly elections in the two northeastern states was held today. Polling for the 60 seats in Arunachal Pradesh and for 32 seats in Sikkim was held on the 19th of April, simultaneously with the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. In Arunachal Pradesh, BJP had already secured victory in 10 seats unopposed in the state assembly polls. Prominent faces among them are Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main. In the results declared today for the remaining 50 seats, BJP bagged 36, National People's Party 5, Nationalist Congress Party and Independents 3 each, People's Party of Arunachal 2, while Indian National Congress clinched 1 seat. Some of the prominent winners from BJP are former Union Minister Ninong Ehring, party leaders Dr. Mahesh Chai, Tai Nikio, Hom Chun Nangdam, Wang Ling Lowang Dong, Shering Lamu and Chakka Thabo. However, the BJP also witnessed a few setbacks. In Doimuk Assembly seat, People's Party of Arunachal candidate Nebam Vivek defeated sitting BJP MLA Tana Halitara. Similarly, at Mibo constituency, where BJP candidate and sitting MLA lost to People's Party of Arunachal candidate Okin Thayeng. In Sikkim, out of the results declared for all 32 seats, Sikkim Krantikari Morcha SKM has won 31 seats. The Sikkim Democratic Front SDF has managed to bag only 1 seat. Incumbent State Chief Minister and SKM President Prem Singh Tamang has won from both Renok and Soreng Chakung constituencies. SKM candidate and State Assembly Speaker Arun Kumar Upareti won from Arithang seat. SDF candidate Tenzing Norbu Lanta registered win over Kunga Nima Lepcha of SKM from Shehari constituency. However, former Chief Minister and SDF President Pawan Kumar Shamling lost from both Poklok Kamrang and Namshi Bung seats. The terms of the two assemblies in the northeastern states are ending today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked the people of Arunachal Pradesh who have given an unequivocal mandate to politics of development. The Prime Minister has expressed his gratitude to them for reposing their faith in the BJP in the state yet again. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that his party will keep working with even greater vigour for the state's growth. He also appreciated the hard work of BJP workers, saying that it is commendable how they went across the state and connected with the people. The Prime Minister also congratulated Sikkim Krantikari Morcha and Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang for winning the Sikkim Assembly elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to working with the state government to further the progress of Sikkim. The Election Commission today asked Congress leader Jairam Ramesh to share detailed information about his allegation that Union Home Minister Amit Shah made calls to 150 district magistrates or collectors ahead of counting of votes. In a letter to Mr. Ramesh, the Election Commission also clarified that during the period of enforcement of MCC, all officers are under deemed deputation of the Commission and report directly to the Commission for any directions. The Commission said no district magistrate has reported any such undue influence as alleged by him. The EC added that such public statements by Mr. Ramesh tend to put an element of doubt and thus deserve to be addressed in larger public interest. It also requested him to share details of to whom such calls were allegedly made by the Home Minister, along with the factual matrix of the information by 7 PM today, to take appropriate action in this regard. Prime Minister Modi has chaired a meeting to review the aftermath of Cyclone Raymal in New Delhi today. During the meeting, the Prime Minister was briefed about the impact of the cyclone on the affected states. The Prime Minister also held a meeting to review the heat wave situation in the country. In the meeting, the Prime Minister was briefed that as per IMD forecast, heat wave is likely to continue in most parts of the country. And Taiwan Athletics Open, India's Ankesh Chaudhary bagged the gold medal and compatriot Somnath Chauhan won the silver in the men's 800 metres in Taiwan today. In boxing, Indian pugilist Amit Pangal secured prestigious Paris Olympic quota in the men's 51 kg categories today. And in ICC T20 World Cup cricket, co-host West Indies will take on Papua New Guinea at the Providence Stadium in Guyana this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.